thank you for tuning in. It's been quite some time since I made a podcast, and I thought today would just be a great time to do it. I didn't go to sleep with making a podcast on my mind, but I woke up with it on my mind, and that's okay too. I have been okay, if anybody's wondering. I've had my fair share of ups and my fair share of downs, and that's okay too. So, what got me motivated today to actually go ahead and hop on my microphone was I was in the restroom at my mama's house, and I looked at one of the pictures that she had hanging on the wall. And I never noticed that it was a scripture. The whole time, I just looked at the pictures, be honest with you. It's a picture of a lily. So, I thought to myself, what if I read it and see what the message is? Because I don't know what the message is. Excuse me for a minute. I hope this isn't annoying. Oh, you better didn't hear nothing, but I was just moving some stuff around. So, yeah. The scripture was Matthew 6:28. So, this idea just hit me like a ton of bricks to do this. Excuse me. What I'm doing right now. And actually read it and figure out what it is, what it's about. So, I got my great big Bible, and I'm gonna read it, because I got nothing but time today. So I'm gonna start at chapter 6, and it says, Sermon on the Mount continued. And I try not to be a horrible reader, but I do want to go all the way up until the scripture that I was inspired by. So, take heed that ye do not your aims before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. I might need to read that again because that went completely off my head. Take heed that ye do not your aims before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Well, yeah, I need somebody to help me break that one down from the beginning, but we're gonna keep going. Therefore, when thou dost thine aims, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in all the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou dost aims, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. I heard that before. Don't let your left hand know what your right hand doing. To me, that just means you can't let everybody know everything. No matter who it is. Continuing. That thine aims may be in secret, and thy Father which seek in secret himself shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are. For they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say to you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret. And thy Father which seeketh in secret shall reward thee openly. That's pretty self-explanatory. Keep going. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them. For your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. after this manner. Therefore, pray, yea, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We used to say that in baseball. Football too. I used to wonder how everybody knew that, because I didn't grow up in the church like, well, I kind of was in the church, but not really enough to remember. But it's, I had to come learn that just so I could pray at the game. But anyway, I'm going to keep moving. For if ye forgive man their trespasses, and your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily, I say unto you, they have the reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thine head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeketh in secret shall reward thee openly. Keep going. We're at 19. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? Okay. I'm gonna keep it moving. I'm at 24. Serving God and Mammon. I don't even know who Mammon is. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold unto the one and despise the other. Yea, cannot serve God and Mammon. Exhortation to care little for worldly things. We're getting up on the one that inspired me to even do this in the first place. 25. Well, I started because of 28, but I'm on 25. Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? I need to read that again, because that was just a lot. I'm going to start at 25 again. I'm sorry. 25. Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the foes of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? This is the passage that my mom had on the wall in the bathroom. 28. And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. I don't know what that means, but I might as well keep going. Got a few more. 29. No, 30. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. I'm just going to read that again. But yeah, there's a picture of lilies. Listen back to this podcast. Probably do like a second day update on what it means to me now. I'm gonna get on YouTube and probably watch somebody else talk about it, read about it, and see what else I can get from it. But let me read it one more time just to see what I get from it, like to try harder. So this is just at 6:28. And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field. How they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Yeah. So yeah, I hope that somebody, well, I hope that y'all enjoyed my reading. And we are signing out. Let me know what you think about it. Peace. You know, one of the good things about the time that we live in right now is how we can do everything at the push of a button. I had set up in my mind to be done with this podcast. But then the time I got up and walked away, I felt like I had some more to say. And I was cool with the first section. But this section, I was just walking and I was just thinking like, lilies in the field, you know what I mean? Directly related to not valuing material things and how it's literally been right there. Every time I used the bathroom in my mama house, if you ever used the bathroom in my mama house, and you, it was right there by you too, you know. But I was caught up on the part about when it was saying that lilies, they don't toil nor spin. And just like I told you I would, I got on Google and YouTube and did a little quick research, and now I'm right back. Like, so they saying, anybody that still don't get it, what they saying is, God provide for you the same way he provide for the lilies in the field. And they don't have to do nothing but be provided for. One more time. So they saying that God will provide for you the same way he provide for the lilies that grow in the field. And those lilies don't do nothing but just stand there and grow. Honestly, had I maybe done some research years, long, long time ago, I might have saved myself the headache of some bad credit. Because while it's true that I never see myself and I never saw myself as a lover of materials, I know that at some point in my life, I was putting materials over the thing that made more sense to me or for me. Like my first job, that was like my one chance to get my finances right, just coming out the gate, coming out of high school. I'm selling shoes. I was in there selling shoes. So then I got to the point where I was supposed to be selling shoes, Now I'm shopping for shoes. And then I went from the point of shopping for shoes to trying on shoes. And then I went from trying on shoes to buying those shoes. And then after I got the shoes, I was like, okay, cool. It's cool. I like having new shoes. I work at a shoe store. I get it. I'm kind of trading my time out for shoes. But that wasn't even enough. After I started getting the shoes, I wanted to have a hat too. And they get you. And I was got, you know, the clearance sales on the stuff that coincidentally matched with the shoes that I just put on my credit card because I didn't have enough cash to buy them. Otherwise, I would have paid cash. So every week, I'm buying shoes every week, but I ain't getting paid but every 2 weeks. If you got any common sense, you can understand how that went financially. So like I said, it would have benefited me a lot to have understood that message that I was standing in front of for a very long time. But now, I do feel good because I'm not the same person. And I don't need nobody to validate it. I know it. I know it because as I read it today and finally understood it, I'm not in debt. I don't have any new shoes that I can't afford. I barely got shoes that work because the only shoes that I have are those same shoes that I went broke for. I gave so much for them that it's still hard for me to let go of them. But those are the only shoes I got. So I'm very happy that even though I was trained to not be materialistic and then I ended up being materialistic to my own detriment, I'm very happy that now I'm not still materialistic. I made a change. I made progress. I made growth. That's what mattered to me. Yeah, so I was just sitting there thinking about that, like, because everything is intentional. When I put pictures on the wall, I put them on the wall, they're intentional. And I was kind of like kicking myself the fact that I never paid attention. I wonder what else I never paid attention to. I wonder what else you never paid attention to. I'm not here to say. I'm just saying that was my day and hope you got something out of it. Prayer season, part one, done.